For a moment, our only conversation was footsteps. "It isn't him," I said then. "He's my brother."
"Sure.
Yeah," she agreed. "I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while, sure," I admitted. A moment later, I added, "And he's on his own now, making really good money doing something, though I don't know what, because he will never, ever say."
Murphy nodded. "Yes?
And I guess it's true that he's awfully well fed these days," I went on, "and that he won't tell me how." We went a few more steps. "And that he thinks of himself as a monster, and that he got sick and tired of trying to be human." We crossed the street in silence. When I got to the other side, I stopped and looked at Murphy.
"Shit."
We both started down the sidewalk to Murphy's Saturn.
"Harry," she said quietly, "I think you're probably right about him, but there are lives at stake. We have to be sure."
A flash of anger went through me, an instant and instinctive denial that my brother, my only living flesh and blood, could be involved in this mess. Intense, irrational fury and an equally irrational sense of betrayal at Murphy's gentle accusation fed on each other, swelling rapidly. It took me off guard. I had never felt such volatile determination to destroy a threat to my brother outside of life and death struggles we found ourselves trapped within. The emotions roared through me like molten steel, and I found myself instinctively gathering my will under their searing influence. For just a second, I wanted to smash things to powder, starting with anyone who even thought about trying to hurt Thomas. And the strength to do it welled up inside me like steam in a boiler. I snarled and closed my eyes, forcing control upon myself. This was no life and death struggle. It was a sidewalk. There would be no noisy and satisfying release of that anger, but the energy that I had unconsciously gathered had the potential to be dangerous in any case. I reached down to brush the sidewalk with my fingertips, allowing the dangerous buildup of magic to ground itself, more or less harmlessly, into the earth, and only a trace amount of energy flared out into a disruptive pattern. It saved our lives. The instant I released the excess energy into the area around us, a nearby stoplight blew out, Murphy's cell phone started blaring Stars and Stripes Forever, 3 car alarms went off, and Murphy's Saturn coupe went up in a brilliant ball of fire and an ear-shattering blast of thunder.